May all beings be happy, may all beings be healthy, may all beings be free from harm, may all beings love life, may all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio mini podcast. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we have the Shunyu Suzuki lecture excerpt that was used at the end of chapter one of the audiobook for Crooked Cucumber. There was the audio of him saying it. That's not quite the way it's going to be here. I'm going to read it first and then play the audio. You can go to cuke.com/cc21 and then you'll see a link to the transcripts for these audio clips. There's a link to the audio clip there too, through the whole book. Which has like an introduction to the audiobook, an introduction to the book, chapter 1 through 18 or 19, and then the epilogue. So there's like 22 of them, I think. So it's chapter 1. I did this one in July. But I'm going straight through them again. So this is the third one, chapter one. I've already done the introduction of the audiobook and the introduction of the book. So here is what the quote that he used at the end of chapter one. There was small river in front of the temple. You know, it's not edited, right? Well, actually, I edited the audio a little, but I'm reading you just what the audio says. All right. There was small river in front of the temple. The many rotten old, vegetables would floating down from upper river laughter. So as soon as he'd find some vegetable-like thing, not exactly, to me, that was not exactly vegetables. It might be good for compost, but not for eat. But my father, he cooked it. And so I had to eat it. And he said, everything has Buddha nature, laughter. You should not throw away. And wherever he goes, he talked about how valuable the food is, You should not throw it. Throw them away. Okay, so now you'll hear the audio for that. Oh, this is one I really edited. Because he talked about this for a while, and to make it really make sense, I took from one place and another and put them, they're only 2 minutes apart or 1 minute apart in the talk, but I put them together so it flowed a little better. So let's hear it as Suzuki said it.
There was a small river in front of the temple. The many rotten old, vegetables would floating down from the upper river. So as soon as he find some vegetable-like thing, not exactly. To me, that was not exactly vegetable. it may be good for campus, but not for eat. But my father, he cooked it, and so I had to eat it. And he said, everything has Buddha nature. You should not throw away. And wherever he goes, you know, he talked about how valuable the food is. You know, you should not throw them away.
This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggy Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.